Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Julie's in Lakewood. She's going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Good morning, Julie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing good.
Good. We are glad you're doing well. We're doing well. You guys doing well, everybody?
Yeah, doing great.
Well? Yeah. Would you use an electric flosser for your mouth?
I guess so.
Yeah, why not try it?
I haven't tried one.
I like that on Oprah's favorite list, it's there, and they'd say, it is 5 times faster than traditional flossing. I've never thought to myself, man, this is taking too much time.
Yeah, like it.
I only got so many teeth.
I just feel like a speedy floss feels like a dangerous floss.
I agree.
Right? I still want to try it. I do.
Would you try it?
Yeah.
I'm out. All right, so I don't know. I cut the lip, the gum,
probably
something bad. The tongue
out.
In half. I don't
yes.
know.
Yes. More effective.
More effective.
So, Julie, go ahead and ask Jen to leave the room, and we will start the game.
All right, Jen, can you leave the room?
I'm leaving the room. Good luck, Julie.
Okay.
Plus, isn't it like 60 bucks? 60
I think
bucks
it's like 130.
130?
Oh,
jeez.
Never
mind. All right, 5 questions for you. Jen's in the hallway. Obviously, the timer's involved. Just make sure you get that answer in before you hit that buzzer. That's all. All right, so why don't we go ahead and start there? Oprah Winfrey, she has revealed her Oprah's Favorite Things 2025 list. That's a big deal every year. Jen had an entire breakdown about 10 minutes ago, which was great. This year's edition includes 112 gift suggestions, you know, for holiday shopping. My question to you, do you think that Oprah Winfrey actually picks the items on that list, yes or no?
No.
Oh, I got to grab this audio for Jen. All right, question number two, because I tend to agree with you. Jen thinks she has all 112 things just there in her house, ready to roll.
I think maybe like 2 or 3 of them.
Maybe 2 or 3. I might ask you that when Jen enters back to the room. And we could
you
all be wrong,
she's
and she could try the entire thing. I love Oprah. I just don't know.
The electric floss? Is Oprah using that?
I don't know. Dangerous tool. Do you keep that in the garage? Where do you keep that thing?
I think the bathroom.
Okay. Question number two. Jennifer Lawrence and Emma Stone, they are producing a Miss Piggy movie. So the project, which is currently in very early development, is going to feature, it would be the first ever feature film centered around the iconic Muppet diva. Now, Miss Piggy has had an, I don't know, on again, off again crush on which green Muppet?
Kermit the Frog.
Question number three. A big screen adaptation for the small ones in your family is on the way. The blockbuster, you know, YouTube show called Coco Melon, maybe we've all heard of it, is apparently going to head to movie theaters on February 26, 2027, which always disturbs Stevie and I how they know the exact date.
Couple
years
far
out.
Away.
In Coco Melon, what is the name of JJ's older sister?
Oh, I have no idea. Yaya.
Let's go with question number four. 5 years after being unceremoniously bounced from his hosting gig on Dancing with the Stars, Tom Bergeron is going to make his return next Tuesday as a guest judge for the episode because it marks the show's 20th anniversary. I just need you to name either of the two current hosts of Dancing with the Stars.
I'm striking out today. I have never watched Dancing with the Stars before. So I have no guess.
That's okay. We're going to go with question number five. See if you have a guess for this one. Netflix and Sony are officially teaming up again for another K-pop Demon Hunters movie, with the sequel eyeing a 2029.
Why 2029? All the people that love it are going to be old.
No, Jesus, not. What a great point. But is it nostalgic and they want to go back to it? What a great point. And thank you for letting us know that it will drop in 17 years. No, okay, 2029. To introduce the Saja boys in the K-pop Demon Hunters movie. Now, the film needed a catchy song, kind of a song that was catchy enough to sound like an instant smash hit. Give me the name of that two-word song.
I don't know.
That's all right.
Yeah, nothing.
That's all right. We're not sure what Jen's going to know or not know. That's why we continue the game, and we'll ask her the same five questions. We'll let you know how you did, and then Jen has to answer those same five questions coming up in 3 minutes. All right, we're continuing around to Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Jen Tui's back into the room. Julian Lakewood answered five questions a minute ago. How did she do?
Julie got two.
Two correct today.
Good job, Julie.
Kind of like two and a half.
Two and a half today.
Okay.
Two and three quarters if we keep going.
Julie, when you're really close, I like to give half points.
This actually
was amazing, and we can't wait to get to that question, so that's on the way. But we're going to start with question number one. Apparently, Oprah Winfrey has released some list.
So,
I'm kidding. Oprah Winfrey just revealed.
This is like the holy grail of Christmas. Come on now.
She just revealed her Oprah's Favorite Things 2025 list. This year's edition includes 112 gift suggestions, you know, for the holiday season. Do you think that Oprah Winfrey actually picks these items on her list? This is a yes or no question.
Yes, I think she approves them. Yes. Yes, she does.
Julie, do you think that Oprah Winfrey, once again, actually picks these items on the list?
Does she pick them? No.
I think her team picks them, and she tests them all, like I've said, all morning to you.
All right, question number two, Jennifer Lawrence.
I gave her the point. Is that good?
Yes.
What does it say on the sheet?
Well, the sheet says no. That's
no,
fine.
That's I get the point. That no, I will
what is,
fight
what does
you.
It exactly say on my sheet that I gave to you?
It says, nope, her team does, so don't even try it.
Okay. You're so passionate about this. It all started with the cauliflower pizza years ago.
There's no way she tries that.
Those
I'm going to stand
popular.
My ground. I know they are.
Tim is mad because it was like an Oprah cauliflower pizza, and he was like, there's no way she tried it.
No. I will stand
it.
By
she
that. We ever get
not,
a chance to talk to Oprah, I'm going to ask how that cauliflower pizza was.
She would never put out a product she doesn't try.
After she got done, she started using that electric flosser. I wasn't born last night.
I don't
she
think Gordon Ramsay's eating his frozen meals. So.
How dare you? I'm kidding. Question number two. Jennifer Lawrence and Emma Stone are producing a Miss Piggy movie. So the project, which is currently in early development, will be the first ever feature film centered around the iconic Muppet diva. Miss Piggy has had an, I don't know, on-again, off-again crush with which green Muppet?
Kermit the Frog.
It is Kermit. Question number three. A big screen adaptation.
Like
I love the faces I still get from you when you have been on the show for a couple of years.
Like,
it's still surprising.
Kermit.
Just calls him.
She does call him Kermit.
I like and you, when you say it.
Yeah, you,
is it, if
you
I said the green
like
goodness,
a,
is that better?
No, it's definitely worse.
What is the green goodness?
Don't.
That's question
why
four.
Why would you ask that?
Question number three.
Don't ask that.
Big
will
screen
answer.
Adaptation for the small ones in your family is on the way. The blockbuster YouTube show Coco Melon is going to head to movie theaters on February 26th of 2027. In Coco Melon, what's the name of JJ's older sister?
It is Coco. No?
So the name of JJ's older sister is Yo-Yo.
And
what
oh, really?
What did Julie guess?
Julie guessed Yaya.
Oh, that's so close.
Out of all the guesses,
Jim wasn't that thing.
That's her half point.
That's the half point. Question number four. 5 years after being unceremoniously booted from the hosting gig, Dancing with the Stars, Tom Bergeron is making his return. It's happening next Tuesday. He's going to be guest judge for the episode, which will mark the show's 20th anniversary. Name either of the two current hosts of Dancing with the Stars.
Julianne Hough.
Don't.
Is she one of them?
She is.
Mm-hmm.
Alfonso.
So we did give her question one correct, right? Tim?
Yeah, we gave it to her correct.
Okay. Well, then thank that you. Means that it's not a tiebreaker.
Okay.
Okay,
I'm
then
just
we
letting
won't.
Her know because she seems stressed over the tiebreaker.
I get very stressed over it.
Question number five. Netflix and Sony are officially teaming up again for another K-pop Demon Hunters movie. It's right around the corner. The sequel? 2029. What is? Not close. To introduce the Saja boys in the K-pop Demon Hunters movie, the film needed a song catchy enough to sound like an instant smash hit. Give me the name of that two-word song.
Here we are! That's three words. Hey, guys! I don't know.
Soda Pop. It's a banger.
Oh, it is! I know that song. Hey, it's so good.
Soda Pop.
Hey, guys.
I'd love to hear that song.
Oh, my goodness. It is. Final totals are Stevie.
22, Gen 3.
Oh.
It's my worst guessing game ever.
Well, 3 to 2.5. Is that what you said?
That's, I apologize.
Yeah, sorry. Three to two and a half.
That's good job. I feel like you're the first 2.5-er in the entire history of the game. Congratulations, Julie.
Could be. Julie. Yes. Thank you for listening. Thank you for playing. You know what you need to say.
My name is Julie, and I did not trump Tui.
Clay's in Lakewood. Going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Good morning, Clay. How are you?
Great. How are you guys?
Oh, we're doing great. Doing very well. All right. Why don't we go ahead and start the game? Just ask Jen to leave the room, and we'll start the game.
Jen, would you kindly leave the room?
I'm leaving the room. Good luck to you, Clay.
All right.
Thanks.
She is leaving the room. Producer Stevie, as you know, stays in with me. She's going to keep track of the score. All right. The door is kind of shut. I think it's shut. There we go. So she's in the hallway. As you know, she does not participate in this part of the game. We're going to ask you five questions. You just need to make sure to give me that answer before the buzzer dings. There is a timer involved. When you were done, then we'll grab Jen, bring her back into the studio, ask her the same five questions, and we're going to see if you can win that mug. All right. Question number 1 of 5 begins with the holidays officially kicking off at Starbucks today with their new cup designs. Plus, the holiday drinks are back. Our question to you, are you team peppermint mocha or are you team pumpkin spice latte?
PSL.
Question number 2. The results are in. Olivia and Noah are once again the top baby names of the year, but Baby Center says 2025 marks the start of Generation Beta, and names like Eliana and Aurora and Luca are climbing the charts. Name any famous Noah or any famous Olivia.
Olivia Rodrigo.
Question number 3. Look at that. Didn't even get the timer started. Question number 3. Kelly Clarkson heading back to Vegas. She extended her studio sessions residency at Caesar's Palace into August of next year after postponing some shows earlier this year. Which original Christmas song from Kelly Clarkson's album Wrapped in Red became one of Kelly's signature holiday hits?
Oh, my gosh. Pass, sorry.
That's okay. Oh, that's no big deal. You don't have to apologize. Sometimes you know, sometimes you don't. No big thing. Maybe you'll know question number 4. You've done well so far. So Oprah's Favorite Things list, it is back. This year's list has 112 items and includes items from her famous friends. You have Kim Kardashian's Skims and Shay Mitchell's base luggage, and also even Meghan Markle's new lifestyle brand. Now, Shay Mitchell is best known for her role as Emily in which 2010 drama series?
Gossip Girl.
Let's go with question number 5. The Grammy nominations are being revealed tomorrow. It's going to be big news. We'll have that on the Jen and Tim show. By the way, Taylor Swift, not going to be in the list. This will be her first time she's not eligible since she was 17 when she released her debut single. Speaking of, what is the name of Taylor Swift's debut single from back in 2006?
Our Song?
We'll go with Our Song for the answer for question number 5. All right, Clay, we're going to see how you did. Producer Stevie will let you know that in 4 minutes. Now we're going to grab Jen from the hallway, bring her back to the studio. The game continues in 4 minutes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's continue with a round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Jen Tui back into the room, so we'll ask her these five questions in just a minute. But first, we need to let Clay in Lakewood know how he did.
Clay got two.
Two today, Clay.
Way to go.
Absolutely. It's all right. We're going to see if it holds up. We've had plenty of ties at two. We've had plenty of wins at two.
Big time.
We continue with the game. Jen has to answer the same five questions Clay answered just about 4 minutes ago. We begin with question number one, and the holidays are officially kicking off at Starbucks today with those new cup designs, plus the holiday drinks are back. Are you team peppermint mocha or team pumpkin spice latte?
I think I'm team peppermint mocha.
I do not hate that answer.
Delicious.
Do you like any of the flavors, Stevie?
If I were to pick one of the holiday ones, I'd go gingerbread.
Gingerbread. There you go. Question number two. The results are in. Olivia and Noah are once again the top baby names of the year. But Baby Center is saying that 2025 marks the start of Generation Beta. So names like Eliana and Aurora and Luca are also climbing the charts. Name any famous Noah or Olivia.
Olivia Rodrigo. God, well, that is such a panic-stricken situation when you have 8 seconds.
Were you going to say your son?
Yeah, well, yeah, and then I thought Noah, and then I thought
that's
of another
no.
Noah
it's not
that
famous,
I know.
And I was like, I don't want to have to buzz your Noah. I was going to feel very uncomfortable.
Okay.
All right, you've done well. You got the first two. Question number three, Kelly Clarkson is heading back to Vegas. So what she's done, she's extended her Studio Sessions residency, which is at Caesar's Palace. This is extended until August of next year after postponing some shows earlier this year. Which original Christmas song from her album Wrapped in Red became one of Kelly's signature holiday hits?
Underneath the Tree.
Want to sing a little bit of it for us? I'll take it. Question number four.
It is. So good.
I'm ready to play it today.
Soon.
Is today the day?
Oh, boy.
Question four. Oprah's favorite things. That list is back. This year lists 112 items she knows nothing about and includes from her, I'm kidding, items kind of, from her famous friends Kim Kardashian Skims, you have Shay Mitchell's base luggage, and also Meghan Markle's new lifestyle brand. There's a ton of things on there. Shay Mitchell is best known for her role as Emily in which 2010 drama series?
Would that be Pretty Little Liars?
From what my notes say.
Not because you've watched it.
What my notes say. Question number five.
True or false, Tim? You watched and very much enjoyed Pretty Little Liars.
I watched the first probably 20 episodes of the 400.
I didn't ask for an explanation.
And they were very good. I still don't know who A is. It's 2025 going into 2026, and I don't know who A is.
You should really finish that up.
No, there's no way.
Don't.
Yeah, even Stevie's on board. Yeah, no. Question number
four. Don't go past season four.
Does it really drop off?
Yes, and there's about 8 different A's. So good luck.
It's a lot.
I love this so much. I love the Stevie warnings. We're going to go with question number five. The Grammy nominations are going to be revealed tomorrow. Taylor Swift not going to be on the list. This is her first time that she's not eligible since she was 17 when she released her debut single. What was the name of Taylor Swift's debut single from 2006?
Oh, that is a good question. Was it Mean? Was it Our Song? Was it
Tim McGraw?
Tim McGraw!
Final totals there, Stevie.
Clay, 2. Jen, 4.
Oh, she got four. Clay.
All right, Clay.
It's all right.
It's all good. We always appreciate you listening. Thank you very much. Thank you for playing the game. One of these days, you're going to get that mug, and that would be amazing. We can't wait for that. But you know what you need to say.
I'm Clay from Lakewood, and I did not trump Tui.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.